Hey, it's a good day, hey? Welcome home, Evangel. Yeah, it's a good day. Yeah, so glad to be here. If you're joining us just now online, we've been worshiping already here today. We are going to have a different kind of service this morning than we usually do. We do this about every 6 weeks or 8 weeks or so. We take time and we go, we're just going to set aside all our other agendas. We're going to have a prayer and worship service, and that's what today's going to be. It's going to be a little bit different than usual, might be a little bit longer than usual, and that's okay, right? Turn the person beside you and go, that's okay? That's okay. We're going to pray, and we're going to worship, and when we're done, we'll stop, okay? And so I want to welcome you here. I'm glad to have you here, those of you that are here on site, those who have been on site for an hour because you forgot the time change. Congratulations to you, and for all the rest, we're glad that you're here. Those of you that are online, thanks so much for joining us. We're really glad to be together as the family of God, the community of Jesus Christ in this church, and we've been looking forward to this day for weeks, and so I'm so excited to be together and to just pray and worship with you this morning. Let me give you an idea of how our service is going to go. We, a couple of years ago, introduced a format, and it was from this book called How to Pray, and it's just a tool, it's just a format, it's just a resource, but you know, tools like these help us to learn how to pray and help us to take this home. And so this is the format that we use here in most of our prayer times, most of our prayer meetings, and we use it over and over again because, guess what? I want you to learn how to be able to use it at home if that's helpful to you. And so you'll see how we go through it today. It's based on the English word pray, P-R-A-Y, P for pause, R for rejoice or revere, A is for ask, and Y is for yield. That's going to be the format of our service today. We're going to start by pausing, then we're going to go to rejoicing and revering God, then we're going to go to asking, and then we're going to go to yielding. And so that's the format we're going to follow today. Partway through, we're going to pause at the end of the rejoicing and the revering, and we're going to baptize people. We have people that are being baptized in water today. Super excited for that, right? They're in the front row right now. They're just grinning. They can't stop. They're super excited about it. So we're going to have that. We're also going to have, near the end, we're going to have communion. And so if you are on site, you've been given one of these little packaged emblems. And so when we get to that point, I'm just going to tell you now because it's confusing for some every time. There's two layers. You're going to lift off the cellophane first, the clear bit, and take out the wafer. And then you lift off the foil, and that's where the juice is. If you're online, make sure that you have something so that you can participate with us, a little bit of bread or a cracker or some juice and some juice with it so that you can take that with us together when we get there. And so also, we are going to, partway through the service, we're going to pause and we're going to pray for needs. We're going to do this in two different ways, okay? One is there's four stations that are here on the floor and a couple that are up in the balcony. And when the moment comes, we will have members of our prayer team go to those stations and you can go and receive prayer individually from them. We are going to be especially praying for healing. We're going to be praying for healing for people today, whether it's physical, emotional, relational, mental, whatever. And if you have a different need, we'll pray for that too. But we're emphasizing praying for healing today. If you are online or you're here on site and you're not comfortable moving to a station, then what we're going to do is you can also text your prayer request to the number that's on the screen. You can do that now or at any point in the first half of the service. And what we will do is we'll receive those. It's going to take you to a form. And you just fill that form in. We will not read your name online publicly, but we will share the prayer request and we will make that part of our prayer time about halfway through the service. So you'll see that pop up every now and then through the service, and it's just a reminder to you that you can do that. And then the other thing we will do is we will give as an act of worship, because that's part of what we do. And I'm gonna talk a little bit more about this at the end of our worship gathering, but I just wanted to start it off today by saying this is the way that you can give. You know how to do it if you want to. Giving is an act of worship, right? Right? We give as an act of worship to our God, and our finances are part of our faith. And so I just wanted to throw that out there for you at the beginning. I'll talk a little bit more about that at the end. But that's how our service is going to go today. Sounds good, right? It's good. So we're going to start with pausing. And, you know, usually we start with a little more high energy, but today we're going to start by getting quiet and by pausing, and our band is just going to underscore us a little bit, but we're going to reflect a little bit on who God is. You know, we walk through our week, and we get inundated with so much information and so much on social media that's just yelling for our attention and family members and work and all of that. And we get so busy, right? Our minds get so busy. So we're going to pause and bring our thoughts into line with Jesus' thoughts. We're going to ask God to quiet our minds and to help us slow down, help us to recognize and honor God's presence. And so I'm going to invite you, whatever helps you to do that, you know, maybe shift your position a little bit where you're sitting. Maybe close your eyes if it helps you. If it doesn't, then keep them open. Maybe open your hands as a sign of openness to God. Maybe breathe in deeply, recognizing that God's presence is always here, always. God, you are always here. You are always with us. It's us that sometimes that we need to tune into you. We need to be reminded of who you are. Come, Holy Spirit. Bring our thoughts into line with yours today. God, would you silence the other voices? Silence the noise. Help us to trust that the to-do list will maintain itself until the end of the service today. Push it to one side. Turn our eyes towards you this morning, our God. You know, there's this moment in the book of Acts when the Apostle Paul, he's in Athens, in the city of Athens, and he's talking to people who have no idea who God is. And he says to them, I can tell you who God is. And right in the middle of this conversation, he comes out with this description. And I thought, you know what? Let's reflect on this description, this reminder of who God is this morning. And I'm going to repeat these words and read them over us. I'm going to pause. And as we pause between, just let it sink in. This is who God is. This is what Paul said. He is the God who made the world and everything in it. Is the God who made the world and everything in it. We picture our world and we recognize that you are the God who created it. All of it. Since he is Lord of heaven and earth, he doesn't live in man-made temples or church buildings. And human hands can't serve his needs, for he has no needs. God, you do not live in this space. You are not contained. You have no needs. You don't need us. But you invite us and you welcome us. God himself gives life and breath to everything. And he satisfies every need. Let's just go back to that slide. Just pause on that sentence for a moment. He himself gives life and breath to everything. And he satisfies every need. Why don't you welcome in God's life and breath today? Trust that he satisfies every need. His purpose was for the nations to seek after God and perhaps feel their way towards him and find him, although he's not far from any one of us. God, you long for us to seek after you. And you're right here waiting to be found. And then he ends with, for in him we live and move and exist. I'm going to whisper that with me. For in him we live and move and exist. It's the wholeness of who we are is found in Jesus. In him we live and move and exist. And so today I'm going to invite us to welcome the Holy Spirit in. And I'm going to invite us to expect to experience God today. It's part of our faith. We believe that we experience the divinity of a living God. We're going to pray. And we're going to pray that that will happen. We're going to welcome that in, each one of us. And it might be a whisper in your soul. You might have a little, just a healing moment in your heart that only you know about. You might hear an invitation to follow Jesus, maybe for the first time, maybe deeper than you have in a long time. So I'm going to encourage you to lean in and to open up and to listen and to expect God. So here's what we're going to do. Where you are right now, I'm going to invite you to just be present in that space. And our worship team is going to open with a song. And you can sing along if you want, but you probably don't know it. They're going to sing it over us. And it's a song that is just saying, God, we just want to be in your presence. God, we just want to be with you. We want to set aside our agenda. We want to set aside all of our list of things. And we just want to be with you. And the line that catches me in this song is, take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. God, take us back today. Help us to open to you. And you be the Lord of this service, this time together. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm sorry When I've just gone through the motions, I'm sorry. When I just sang another song, take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. Oh, and I'm sorry when I've come with my agenda. I'm sorry when I forgot that you're enough. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you, yeah. I'm caught up in your presence. I just wanna sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I just want you, nothing else, nothing else, Jesus, nothing else will do. I just want you, nothing else, nothing else, Jesus, nothing else will do. I just want you, nothing else, nothing else, Jesus, nothing else will do. I just want you, nothing else, nothing else, Jesus, nothing else. In your presence, I'm caught up in your presence. Oh, I just want to sit at your feet. Oh, I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessing. I just want you, nothing else, nothing else, Jesus, nothing else will do. I just want you, nothing else, nothing else, Jesus, nothing else will do. Just want you, nothing else, nothing else, Jesus, nothing else will do. I just want you, nothing else, nothing else, Jesus, nothing else will do.
Quiet our hearts this morning, God. Would you reset our hearts, Father? Remove every distraction in this place. We invite you in this place as we already did. God, would you speak through these words? Through through the songs that we're going to sing, through the testimonies that we're going to hear today, Father, reassure us that you are here with us today.
So we're going to head into our Rejoice segment. So if I can have you all stand. We're going to celebrate who Jesus is this morning. We're going to worship. We're up here. We're going to use our instruments and we're going to use our voices. And we encourage you to do the same. If you're at home, you can also stand up and rejoice and celebrate who God is. We're going to worship the God who was and is and is here today. Is that good? Awesome. Let's clap our hands.
We worship the God who was, we worship the God who is, we worship the God who evermore will be. He opened the prison doors, he parted the raging seas. My God, he holds a victory.
We
your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done on earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done on earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us, forgive us, as we forgive the ones who sin against us. Forgive them and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Let your kingdom come. Say that again. Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done on earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done on earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us as we forgive the ones who sin against us. Forgive them and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Let your kingdom come. It's yours, it's yours, all yours, all yours. The kingdom, the power, the glory are yours. It's yours, it's yours, it's yours, all yours, all yours, forever and ever. The kingdom is yours. It's yours, it's yours, all yours, all yours. The kingdom, the power, the glory are yours. And it's yours, it's yours, all yours, all yours, forever and ever. The kingdom is yours. Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be as in heaven, right here in my heart. Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done. Earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. On earth as in heaven, right here in my heart.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
So as mentioned, we have this amazing opportunity this morning to witness some baptisms. And so we get to celebrate who Christ is in people's lives. And so before we do that, I encourage you to sing the song along with us. We thank you, Lord, that you are so good, and that you are so faithful, Lord. That you came and you saved us. Sing Christ is my reward with me.
Christ is my reward. And all of my devotion. Now there's nothing in this world that could ever satisfy. Through every trial, my soul will sing, no turning back. I've been set free. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I my all in all, the joy of my salvation. Yeah. heaven's hope will never fail. Heaven is our home.
Every storm,
my soul will sing, Jesus is here. To God be the glory. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need,
Christ is enough.
Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need.
Gonna pause that song right in the middle. Right when you're all ready to go, I have decided to follow Jesus, right? How many of you were ready?
Yeah.
Right? We're gonna come back to it. Richard's wearing a shirt that says, I have decided, right? We are gonna celebrate some water baptisms this morning. We have two people that are being baptized in water. The rest of you can sit down for a moment. And I wanna just explain it, because there's always somebody here that is wondering what's involved in water baptism, what is it about, why do we do this weird thing, like this weird Christian dunk tank, what is that about? And so I just wanna explain to you what that is. You know, the Bible talks about being baptized in water. This is a practice that goes back to the very beginnings of our faith, of being baptized in water as part of what we do as we make a decision to be followers of Jesus. And different churches and different traditions, they do it in different ways, they do it at different ages, all of that. For us, we understand that the water baptism, being baptized in water, is a symbol of our identification with Jesus. And the Bible talks about that Jesus went down into the grave and then he rose up again and came to life. And the Bible talks about comparing that to being baptized in water. And that's why we just do full immersion. We go all the way in and we're dying to our old life. And when we come up, it is a resurrection to a new life, to be a follower of Jesus. And because we understand that to be the symbol, we understand that to be the meaning behind all of water baptism, we do it as we get older. We allow people, when they get to an age, when they're old enough, that's when we call on us to make a decision, each of us saying, I have decided to follow Jesus. And so that's how we practice it here. This is a public declaration of faith. Okay, say that with me. A public declaration of faith. Okay, now that you have the phrase, one more time. Public declaration of faith. You go, is this the moment when somebody has decided? No. They already decided. They've decided privately in their own hearts. They've been walking out this journey and they've made a decision to follow Jesus. You know, I often compare it to somebody that gets engaged, right? Or they start dating and then they get engaged and that's when the commitment is made. And then on the wedding day is when it's the public declaration. This is the person I'm marrying. This is who I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. This day is like a wedding day, kind of, you know? It's the public declaration of a private decision that's already been made. And then after this, we spend the rest of our lives living out that declaration of faith, living out what it means to be a follower of Jesus. And so we have two people being baptized. You're going to see their testimony, their story on video. We've already recorded it for you, and you're going to see that there. And this is also, you know, when we do baptism, we do it as community. We don't do a private baptism hoping that nobody sees. We celebrate it together as a community of faith, right? And so here's what I'm going to ask you to do. You're going to see their stories, and then Pastor Pauline is going to pray over them and baptize them. And when they come up out of the water, you're not going to just sit there, right? We're going to celebrate like loudly that this is a person that's coming into new life, joining into the family of God, and we're going to support them with a whole lot of cheering and excitement and maybe even a woohoo. Does that sound okay? Okay. All right. Pastor Pauline, or the video, whatever happens next, do that.
Hi, I'm Nancy. I'm a Christian, and I've been brought up in a Christian household. I'm baptized since I was a child, and I've always believed that that was enough. But it is only recently that after reading the Word and learning the Scriptures that I realized that baptism is an act of confession, it's an act of submission and obedience to God. And as Jesus said to John during his baptism, that let it be so, for this is to fulfill all righteousness, I want that also to happen in my life. I've always believed that Jesus Christ is my God, He is the Son of God, that He died for my sins and He lives. But the one thing is that I always felt that I needed to be perfect and without sin to get baptized. And that's something that Pastor Pauline taught us during the class, that as soon as you believe, you can and should be baptized. And if you wait till you're perfect, you'll never feel good enough. And even when I was talking to this with my mother, she told me that when you rely on your, like, to be changed and to be your best self, you're relying on your own. And it is only by the touch of Jesus that even the water at the wedding of Cana was turned into wine, the best version of the wine. And I know that I'm a long way away from being perfect, but today I wholly and solely profess that Jesus is my God. I love Him. I thank You, Jesus, for loving me much more than I deserve to be. And I know that I have a church that prays for me, and today I ask you all to pray for me, that I still can be the best version that He wants me to be. And if He looks at me from above today, He can look down and say that this is my daughter, and with her I am well pleased. And that's why I'm getting baptized today.
Sharing your testimony. And before I pray for you and baptize you, we want to welcome your parents that are watching.
Hello.
In India today, watching their daughter being baptized. I think that's fantastic. So Nancy, let me pray. God, I thank You so much for this testimony. I thank You for Nancy, for her willingness, God, to serve You, to share her testimony with us this morning. Thank You, God, that You are at work in her life, and that she mentioned it's not about perfection. It's about a willingness to serve You, a willingness to acknowledge that You are God and that we need You in our lives. And You help us throughout our life to learn to love You and to do what we are called to do and to learn to serve You. So, Lord, thank You for that testimony. May You bless her abundantly. So, God, in Jesus' name I pray, amen. And now, Nancy, are you ready to be baptized?
I am.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I now baptize you in the name of Jesus and the Father and Son. Amen.
Hello, my name is Rebecca, and this is my testimony. So I grew up in a Christian household. My mom and my dad were both Christians, and I grew up knowing of Jesus and claiming that I believed who He was, but that belief only came because my parents were constantly pouring out on me. I was one of those kids who came to church just because my parents did. I was reading the Bible only when I was told to, and praying wasn't a habit of mine. I didn't pray much. As I grew older and as I entered high school, I started becoming envious of what other people had. I started seeing stuff that other people have had, and I wanted it, even though I knew I couldn't get it. And those desires that I had were just completely unrealistic, which is how I stumbled upon subliminals. I started searching after what I wanted to get that I knew I couldn't have, and I fell on those subliminals, and those subliminals led to all the new age movements. It brought me to all of that, and like manifestation and reality shifting. And as time went on, my desires started to change more and more, started becoming more and more unrealistic, because these subliminals and these manifestations, they made me feel like I had the power to control what I wanted my life to look like, and they made me feel like I could get whatever I wanted. All I needed to do was just to believe hard enough. So all of the unrealistic desires just came out. At some point, the question of if what I was doing was a sin or not came to me, and I would search, but every time that I would look and find something that was speaking against what I believed, I was always like, oh, well, these people don't know what they're talking about. I know what I'm doing. With manifestation and that, all of that, I fell upon videos that said, as long as you replace the universe with God, and as long as you start asking God for it, everything will be fine, which isn't necessarily the best way to go. So I started doing that. I started praying and asking God for what I wanted, and my prayers looked like wish lists instead of actual prayers. Then afterwards, I remember having the desire to read my Bible, but only once I got everything that I wanted. And something in me clicked. It told me that, why don't you start reading the Bible now instead of waiting? So I started. I started reading the Bible. I also started praying, and my prayers stopped being wish lists. I stopped using subliminals because it started feeling very wrong to do so. I stopped swearing and all the other sins that I was in, and God carried me out of all of that and brought me to Him. And I started growing, started attending church more because I wanted to, started changing the music that I listened to, changing what I watched, started attending youth group here at Evangel, and started trying to be more implied in what I would do. I started changing, and now that I look back, I realize that I never got any results from any of the subliminals that I would listen to. Nothing that I wanted to happen actually happened, and I realized that I was exposing myself to a bunch of very evil forces, and nothing ever harmed me, physically or mentally or any like that. And I realized that I was protected even while I was going through all of this sin. And He carried me out, and the Lord carried me out of all of that. And now I'm still growing. I'm not perfect yet. I mean, I will never be. But now at least I know that I'm on the right path. And that is why I decided to get baptized.
Rebecca, thank you so much for your honesty. And you know, it shows that there's a lot of noise out there. There's a lot of voices that are trying to draw us and keep us away from God. But this is an example how God transforms us, how God can reach us where we are. So thank you for sharing that testimony. And your family's here today, which is fantastic. And so, Rebecca, are you ready to be baptized?
Yes, I am.
All right. So in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I now baptize you.
Together. Can you hear me? Okay. Let's all stand and celebrate. I have decided.
I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning. No turning back, no turning back.
Amen. Isn't that exciting to be a part of that decision, a part of that process, and to experience that with them? What an exciting time this morning. You may be seated, folks. We're going to move into our ask segment of our service today, where we now begin to pray for our needs. When we bring before God the things that are on our heart, the decisions we have to make, the situations in life that come our way, we're going to bring those things to God. We're going to do it a couple different ways. We're going to do it by coming to the prayer stations in just a little bit. We'll give instruction in just a few moments. But we're going to open it up for you to be able to come forward and be prayed for, to be anointed with oil, a symbol of the Holy Spirit in that process, and pray over the needs that you have. We're going to focus today on healing. Prayer for healing. Healing in our physical bodies, in our relationships, emotional healing, spiritual healing. We're going to focus on that today. Corporately, we're also going to pray over everybody. And we're going to pray that God would just begin to move in some of those situations that bring weight and heaviness on our heart. And just pray for healing, for God to step in and heal some of those relationships, maybe our family or workplace relationships. Maybe it's that spiritual healing you need, a scar from the past that you need put behind you so that you could move forward in your relationship with God. We'll take time, the prayer stations, we'll take time praying over things corporately. If you'd like to text in a prayer, you can do that. You can text the word prayer to the number that's on the screen, and that will give you a form then that you could fill out, and you can put your prayer request in that form. It'll be kept confidential and private. The need will be then text to me so that I could just read out the general needs that people are asking prayer for, and then we're going to pray over those needs as well. So if you want to go ahead, those of you that are joining us online, you can text that prayer need, and we'll pray for it here. Even if you're sitting in here today, you can text that need to us, and we'll bring that to God together as we pray in just a few moments over those things. But we ask because God says that we can bring these things to Him. And we ask for three reasons, really. We've talked about this before. We ask because it's intentional, it's relational, and it's vulnerable. It's intentional that it includes God in this process. The needs that we have, the hurts that we experience, the answers that we're looking for, it includes God in that process. It becomes an intentional thing, saying, God, I'm bringing this to you. It's relational. God wants to know us, and God wants to by us. He wants to be known by us. It's just not about Him providing the answers and those things, but it's a relational element. and he wants to be a part of that. And it's also vulnerable, isn't it? It's really going to God expressing that I can't figure this out. I don't have the answer. I don't know where to turn. I don't know what is next, and I need to bring this to you in my openness and my honesty before you, that I need you to step in and do a miracle in these situations. So today we're going to pray. We're going to ask, and we're going to pray for healing. Emotional, relational, physical healing, spiritual healing today. So I'm going to ask if those that are managing the prayer stations, if you would just come and make your way to those prayer stations. And if you're here today and you want to be prayed over, you want to be anointed with oil, and you want to be prayed over, I want you just to move out from the seat that you're in and just go and line up or stand close to some of these tables that we have in these areas. There's four in the sanctuary. There's four tables in here. In the balcony, we have a section up here on my right, so on this side. Oh, also on the left. So we have two stations up in the balcony. The band is just going to play some music in behind as we just begin to cover these things in prayer. We reach out and we ask God for healing today. So let's do that. Let's just begin to pray for some of those things. And if you want to just step out and move to one of those stations now, you can begin to do that. And we're just going to pray over you today as individuals. And as prayer requests come in, I'm just going to read them out. And those of you that are in your seat, just continue praying. Pray for your needs, your concerns. But you could also pray for some of these things that I'm going to read out that people are texting into us today. There's a couple that have just come in. Someone's asking for emotional healing from divorce. Someone else is asking for a healing for a couple individuals, a physical healing for individuals. So let's just take a few moments, just where you are, and just begin to pray. Pray for your situation. Pray for some of the needs that have come forward. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your healing power today. Lord, we think of those that are struggling with sickness, battling with illness in their bodies. Lord, we speak to those bodies. We speak to that illness, that it would disappear, that a healing miracle would come for those that are struggling with physical sickness today. We think of Pastor Tim and Leah and the kids that are very sick today. Lord, just touch their bodies. Heal them today. Thank you, Lord, for your healing touch in our bodies. Lord, we pray for healing in family situations between parents and children, grandparents and children and grandchildren. Lord, we pray for the wholeness of families, healing to come in those relationships. We pray for those that have difficult relationships at work, Lord. Bring healing into those situations. Give us insight and wisdom that we could begin to address those relationships differently in a way that would bring a healing and wholeness. Well, we pray for spiritual healing today. Some of us, Lord, may have been damaged in the past by involvement in things that brought confusion in our spirit. Lord, we pray for spiritual wholeness and healing today, that there'd be clarity in our spirit and in our mind. Thank you, Lord, for spiritual wholeness. Lord, we pray for emotional healing today. We pray for emotional healing today. Bring stability in situations that are difficult and confusing and stressful. Heal our emotions today. Put them in balance as you have designed them to be. Thank you, Lord. A few more requests that have come in. Healing of the mind and a divine direction for a job. For someone who is about to have a child, that there be a safe delivery. For financial situations for a family. For someone who needs help getting out of a toxic relationship and healing from that relationship, Lord, help them even today. Prayers of thanksgiving for mercy and unfailing love. For someone that's battling depression, for someone whose friend has cancer. These are some of the prayer requests that are being texted to us. Just continue to pray over them, just where you are, as we continue to pray for those that are coming to the stations. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray for financial situations today, for jobs, for new jobs, for direction from you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, for some that are in the immigration process, maybe there's been a breakdown in that process, a breakdown of communication or expectation or documents missing. Lord, we pray for those things, that healing would come to that situation, a healing of the process of relationship. Make that situation, those immigration situations, what you need them to be, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we come to you with humble hearts today. We bring our requests to you. We ask from our heart, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We ask with intention today. We come with purpose when we ask today, Lord. Come to you out of our relationship with you. And we come with openness and a vulnerable heart that asks you to carry us through these situations. Thank you, Lord. Someone is praying for a home. Praying against an eviction notice. Someone else is praying for healing in their family. Thank you, Lord. There's a few others still coming to the stations. I'm going to ask if Fabio, would you come and just join me? Fabio's going to pray over us today. He's going to pray over us, maybe for some of these needs. We're going to pray believing that God is present, that he's in this situation, that he knows your need, and he is already beginning to create an answer for you. Thank you, Jesus. Fabio, will you just lead us in prayer?
First of all, I'd like to thank God for what you have done in our lives. And as a wonderful Father, you allow us to address our sins, our request to you, And we are here asking you for healing, financial healing, emotional healing, physical healing. God, listen to our request. We ask you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're grateful for God's goodness to us, aren't we? We're grateful for the privilege that we have to come to Him and bring our request to Him and know that He will lead us and guide us in those answers. Amen. Amen.
Invite you to stand with me and sing this out together.
Oh, I know the night won't last. Your word will come to pass. My heart will sing your praise again. Jesus. You're still enough. Keep me within your love. As my heart will sing your praise again. Oh, we will sing. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Confidence, you never fail. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me again. Today, oh, sing your faith today. You will move the mountains in my life today, Jesus. Pray for healing in our hearts. Oh, we'll sing this in faith to you. I see you move. You move the mountains. And I believe I'll see you do it again. You made a way where there was no way. And I believe I'll see you do it again. I see you move. You move the mountains. And I
I see you move. You move the mountains, and I believe. I see you do it again. You made a way where there was no way, and I believe. I see you do it again. I see you do it again in our lives today, Jesus. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Sing it, church.
Faithfulness.
Still in your hands. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You will never fail. Yeah. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your stealing your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me. Yeah. You never fail, Jesus. No, you won't. You never fail me. Yeah. And I never will forget. You never fail me, yeah. I never will forget.
Whoa. Thank you, Father.
I'm going to mess up the order a little bit here. We're going to come back, and we're going to come back into I've Seen You Move, and we're going to sing from there, okay? But here's what I want to do today, and I'm the pastor. I get to mess up the order sometimes, right? Is that okay? It's okay if I do that? So here's what I want to do. I would like to stir up some faith.
Yeah.
Okay? I want to know how many of you here right now are going, I have a prayer that needs answered and I don't know what the answer is. Just raise your hand in the air right now. Okay? Look around. See that you're not alone. See that you're not the only one. Okay? Now put your hands down. And I want to know how many of you have seen God answer prayer in your life. Raise your hands up high. Now look around. Look around. Keep your hands up. Okay? Look around. Look how many of us have seen God's faithfulness. And look how many of you raised your hands both times. You said, I got a thing and I need God to answer the prayer and I don't know how he's gonna, but also I remember when he's done it before. Right? How many of us go, I remember when God's done it before? How many think that God can do it again? Okay? We need to stir up a little faith this morning, and somebody goes, oh, Patty, you're just working the crowd. I don't really do that, but I get excited when I remember what God has done. When I call back to mind the things that God has done and that God has healed and God has answered prayers and God has brought financial breakthrough and God has healed marriages and God has transformed lives, and you know what? He can do it again. He can do it again. So I'm going to ask our team to bring it back into I've Seen You Move. And I want you guys to just, you know, build, do whatever you do. But when you get to the big point, like, make it big, okay? And out here, if you've got something that you're looking for God to answer, I'm calling on you. Raise your hands, open your mouth, sing in faith, pray in faith, and ask God to do it again. Can we do that this morning? Let's do it.
Here we go. I see you move, yeah. Let's sing this out with faith. Here we go.
I see you move. You move the mountains. And I believe. I see you do it again. You made a way where there was no way. And I believe. I see you.
Come on.
I see you move. I see you move.
this place, God. Oh. Hallelujah. Let's sing that chorus.
'Cause your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness.
Faithfulness.
Still in your hands. Still in your hands.
This is my confidence.
One more time.
Your promise. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me, yes.
You will never fail, Jesus. You will never fail.
To that this morning, and before we go into communion, we lift up, God, those things that seem impossible to us today, and we stand on faith. And some of us, Lord, I get it, some of us, we're standing from a place of desperation and maybe tears and going, I don't know. But God, we are standing on a foundation of millions who've gone before us. We are standing a foundation of a cloud of saints. I'm just mixing metaphors here, but God, we are standing on that foundation, knowing that there are so many that have gone before, and we stand on their faith, not our own, when our own is, we can't find it. And God, we say, God, you never failed yet. You never failed yet. And so we are calling on you to come and do miracles. Come and restore. Come and bring healing. Come and bring answers. God, come and bring breakthrough, our God. Lord, we stand against the enemy of our souls and we say, you will not. You will not have the victory, because we are the followers of Jesus Christ. And it is in Jesus Christ that we place our faith and that we place our hope. And no matter what happens, we trust in your faithfulness. Do it again, our God. Do it again. Come, oh God. Come, Holy Spirit. We're going to go into communion together. And we started off our service together by saying that the Apostle Paul was talking to first timers who didn't know who Jesus was. And some of you right now are going, should I sit or stand? Just stay standing, okay? And you're going to want to pull out your communion stuff. That's where we're going, okay? But we said that Paul was talking to people who didn't know who God was. And he said, this is who God is. And that's what we reflected on at the beginning. And now we've been through a whole service, the whole time of praying and worshiping and declaring who God is, praying together, standing in faith, celebrating baptisms. And we go back to some different words of Paul. And this time, you know, he was talking to a bunch of people that knew who God was. And they knew who Jesus was. And they knew what their faith was about. But they had gotten distracted. Anybody know what it is to get distracted? And they had just gotten pulled off track, and they were focusing on the wrong things, and they were getting messed up by it, and they're starting to, you know, bicker among themselves and starting to not treat each other right, and they just were missing the whole point entirely. And Paul talks to this church in Corinth, and he says, listen, you got to come back. You got to remember what the main thing is. You got to remember what the main thing is, and the main thing is Jesus. You guys, the main thing is Jesus. And it's Jesus' life, and Jesus' death, and Jesus' resurrection, and Jesus' soon return. That's why we're here. That's why we're here. Turn to the person beside you and go, that's why we're here. That's why we're here. And so we remind ourselves, and we do this about once a month in this church, because we just know how easy it is for us to get distracted and to get pulled off track. And so we come back to this ancient practice that Jesus himself instituted with his disciples before he went to the cross. And he gave them such a simple way to remember, to be reminded of what matters. such a simple way, just a little bit of bread and just a little bit of juice or wine. And he said, every time you do this, you're going to remember. And every time you do this, you're going to proclaim it together, what it is that is the main thing, what it is that we stand for, why it is that we come together. And so we're going to do that this morning as part of our yielding. And we're going to pause first and we're going to pray one more time. And we're going to yield ourselves to Jesus again. And for some of us, maybe this will be the first time. And if it is, and this matters to you, then I want you to come and talk to us after. We're going to help you. And for the rest of us, we're going to do it because it's an ongoing practice to yield our lives to Jesus. So our God, in this moment, before we participate in sharing the Lord's Supper together, we stop and we go, God, would you forgive us of our sins? Where we have messed up, where we have gotten distracted, where we have let something get in the way, when we have let even the littlest thing come between us and you, we repent. Like, we repent. And we ask your forgiveness. We choose to change our ways. And God, we take our whole life again. And we say, Jesus, be the Lord of our lives. It's a big prayer every time. We consider our time. We consider our marriages, our families. We consider our living situations. We consider our educational choices. We consider our workplaces. We consider every single area, our finances, everything that's part of our life. All of those things. And we yield them to you. God, I yield my life to you again. Would you whisper that prayer? I yield my life to you again. Be the Lord of our lives, God, as we share this together. In Jesus' name. So Paul said to this church, for I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself. On the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. And then he broke it in pieces and said, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Can we take it together this morning? Thank you for your body broken on the cross for us, God. Thank you for your body that you came in the flesh, to be part of us, to understand us, and then to give that for us. We say thank you for that. And then in the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you drink it. Look at this. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, we together are announcing the Lord's death until he comes again. Can we take it together? And can we just raise our voices in thanks this morning to God for all that he's done? We're going to worship a little bit more. We got a little more to go. We told you it might go a bit long today, and it is. And so just let's worship a little bit more, and then we're going to bring our service to a close.
Name it is,
nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. He didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven.
Jesus. Yes. 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 That's good. I'm going to invite you to sit down for just a moment. I'm going to give you a little bit of information before you go, okay? This has been a good day so far, yes? Yes. I want to say thank you to this side because you guys are super responsive. This side, I don't know. Are you having a good day on that side? That's awesome. That's so good. Hey, listen, I said I was going to come back to this at the end of the service, and I just want to share a little bit with you, and then I'm going to let you go, I promise, okay? But we're going to take an offering this morning. We receive an offering every Sunday morning. We talked about that it's an act of worship at the beginning, but I wanted to give you some information today, partly as part of the offering, but also partly because I want you to pray with us, okay? And so you know we talk about we work really hard to steward well what God has given us in this church, and any property that we have, any assets that we have, anything that we have, we work hard to steward it well because we're accountable to God for how we use what God has given us, right? And so we have, as most of you know, there's a second building that we have around the corner here on St. Catherine Street. It's called the Lighthouse. And right now we are working, you know, we've had some plans for it, and those plans got put on hold because life, I don't have full control of it apparently. And so because of that, we are working on renting out the lower level of the Lighthouse. And you go, well, that should be pretty straightforward, right, Patty? Are you going for top dollar? No, I'm going for what's good for the community. We're going for what's good for our community. We're going for what is in line with the values that we say that we have as a church and with following Jesus. And so we have been in contact with different organizations going, who can we rent this space out to at a reasonable cost, but it's going to bless the community and it's going to bless people in need at the same time. And so we've talked to different organizations. Most of you know we've already got part of this space is rented out during the week in this building to Innovation Youth, which helps at-risk kids and newcomers to Canada and all of that. And so now we are in a conversation that went really well so far, and I'm just telling you about it because I want you to pray over it, okay? We're in a conversation to see if we can rent out the lower level of the Lighthouse this winter until about April, you know, for people that are experiencing homelessness so that there's a shelter for them, and there's beds for them, and there's food for them. And I think that really matters, don't you? And you go, well, Patty, I mean, obviously, like, honestly, it drives me crazy every winter. I look around and see empty buildings and cold people, and it makes me crazy that we can't just bring those things together. And it looks like we can do it this year. There's a lot of logistics. You understand? There's a lot of logistics to that. And we need to walk that through well. We need to steward that well. But the exciting part to me is that this is not only a project and an opportunity to partner in this community with people that are in need, but it's primarily funded, the rental income would be primarily funded by 9 chiefs of the Innu Nation way up north in Quebec who are establishing, is it 30? 30 sites in Montreal region in Quebec. Nope, 30. Many more than, many sites with many beds, and we would be one of them. And they are trying to fund that so that Indigenous people have a place to go. And you go, is it only for Indigenous? Nope, anybody can come. But there's an element here of putting our, you know, putting our feet where our mouth is. I'm not sure if that's the right way to say it. But walking out what we say we believe, where we talk about we want reconciliation. We talk about wanting to bless. We talk about wanting to help repair some of the damage that's been done in the name of the church and in the name of Jesus. This is one way that we can do it, and we can partner together with the city of Montreal and with Indigenous people so that people don't freeze to death this winter in Montreal. Does that sound like a good idea? Right? And you go, why are you telling us this? Do you want us to give towards this need? No, we're trying to rent it out. But I want you to know that when you give, we've told you over and over again, when you give, this is the kind of place that you're giving towards. You're giving towards a group, towards a church that believes in using well what we have and stretching it out further than makes sense and doing what we can do to bring Jesus into our community, to change the reputation of a church in Quebec so that people know that churches in Quebec do good, that Jesus does good. And so I want to say thank you for giving, because I know many of you do. Some of you are questioning whether you should or not. this is the kind of place that you are giving towards. All the ways that you can give are on the screen. You can always give through our app and through our website. Would it be okay if I just paused and prayed over this rental thing and over our finances? Is that okay? Yeah? So God, in the name of Jesus, we long to do what's right. We long to do good with what you have given us. We long, God, to help maybe bring some reconciliation and some restoration of what has been stolen from people. And so, Lord, we're asking that you would put your covering and your blessing over this possibility. It's not written in stone yet. We don't know for sure. But, Lord, would you help us to work the process well? Help us to work out the logistics well. Help us to create a partnership here that brings renewed relationship and reconciliation, and also is good for all parties involved. Good for this neighborhood. Good for people that are on the streets. Good for the city. Good for us as well. Lord, would you take what is given in our offering today and help it to stretch further than makes sense, and help us to use that well also. Would you bless both the gift and the giver? And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. A few bits of information I want to give you. Number one, this coming Saturday, we have a giant cleanup day of our church building, this one that you're sitting in right now. And we would love your help in being part of that. Jasmine's going to be in the lobby. And you can see the information on our info sheet or talk to her before you go. Second of all, this early bird deadline for our marriage retreat in January is today. And you go, Patty, you keep extending the early bird deadline. Well, I'm not extending it again, okay? Today is the day for your early bird, lower price deadline for our marriage retreat that's happening in January. We'd love to have you as a part of it. And next Sunday is our deadline for the shoeboxes, the Operation Christmas Child shoeboxes. You could see Rosanna in the lobby about that. If you're online, all the information about all those things is on our website. That's the fastest three announcements I've ever given in my life. I'm going to invite you to stand, would you, with me? And we're going to pray one more time. You know what? You're going out into the rest of the world now, yes? And you're going to carry Jesus there. We said earlier, God doesn't live in a temple. God lives in you. God lives in you. Turn to the person beside you and go, God lives in you. We're going to carry Jesus out into our world this week. And so, Lord, here we go, out into our world, to our workplaces and our neighborhoods and our families and our dentist appointments and our grocery shopping and library visits and all the things that we do with our week. And we consider them all. We've yielded them to you already. God, would you help us to carry Jesus well in those spaces? Would you help us to walk out of here as the Church of Jesus Christ and help us to do good wherever we see an opportunity? Would you help us to love each other, love people, because there's nobody that Jesus doesn't love? And would you help us to reveal Jesus as we do all of it? And we ask all of this in Jesus' name. We all said together, amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for coming today. Have a great week. We're going to see you next Sunday.